Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, Jusim viewers and all children of God who attended the worship online, this is the... In the last lecture, I explained how dinosaurs were driven to Earth when they tried to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Even as they were being driven out to the Earth, however, they still did not realize their fault. They did not show or feel any sense of the remorse or repentance. Instead, they felt that they had been unjustly mistreated. They begrudged being driven out of the Garden of Eden, even though they didn't eat from that band of fruits. How do you feel? How do you feel when you are punished for your mistake? Even when they had nothing to do with a mistake that was pointed out, they checked themselves first. I hope that couples who are fighting and the parents and the children who have a trouble communicating, think carefully about this. You need to think deeply and understand why you have to fight each other, why you don't listen to each other, and why you don't serve and respect each other. Even if it's something that is pointed out by a small person, you should be able to listen to it and meditate on it. Do not think that they are simply ignoring you. Try to examine yourself more. However, there are people who don't take it well, even when they did do something that should have been pointed out. They fall into many different categories. Some seems to acknowledge their fault, but they don't like having attention drawn to it. Do you hate being pointed out, or do you appreciate it and enjoy it? I know I did something wrong, so I feel embarrassed, but do you really have to point it out? You might say, feeling upset. It would be great if those people weren't here. Here's another type of a person. He admits his own mistakes, but I think others are more at fault. He feels more resentful than others when he's criticized, saying it's not fair. He has a good reason for doing that, but it's frustrating that those who pointed out him don't know. Moreover, some others react to the pointing out their faults with harsh words or hard feelings. They might say, you mind your own business, or it's none of your business. This herd of people like this are so arrogant. Proverbs chapter 13:10 says, through insolence comes nothing but strife, but wisdom is with those who receive the counsel. And the Proverbs chapter 29:1 says, a man who hardened his neck after much reproof will suddenly be broken beyond the remedy. Then why is he often criticized or pointed out? The reason is simple, because he doesn't turn back after all. He's a stiff-necked and arrogant person. Such a person will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. Therefore, I hope that you can be wise enough to take counsel or reproof. Dear brothers and sisters, to dinosaurs, the earth was quite small. It was because they live in the huge Garden of Eden, which cannot be compared with the size of the earth. Unlike the Garden of Eden, there was nothing divine on earth. The Garden of Eden belongs to the spiritual realm, but the earth to the fleshly world. In addition, the Garden of Eden was under the direct influence of Adam. All the men and the animals obeyed the authority of Adam, and they lived in harmony. Of course, the earth was under the authority of Adam. However, his influence was not as strong as it was in the Garden of Eden. In fact, for a certain period of time after dinosaurs were driven out of the earth, Adam was not allowed to visit the earth. Therefore, dinosaurs felt as if they suddenly had been moved from the old wild developed country to an underdeveloped country. Beside to the eyes of the dinosaurs, the animals of the earth looked insignificant. Dinosaurs were created in the spiritual realm. Since they stayed long enough by the Adam, they were somewhat wise in a way as well. On the other hand, the animals of the earth are fleshly beings. Their souls function, but they have very poor intellect. They just look for food, eat the food, and reproduce. The animals of the earth looked insignificant to the eyes of the dinosaurs. The animals of the earth are not comparable in size or intelligence to dinosaurs. The plants and the animals of the Garden of Eden are of the same species as those on earth, but they are more colorful and have a more beautiful appearance. The lions of the earth are far inferior to those of the Garden of Eden. The teeth of the dinosaur that have been discovered now black and sharp, and some of them are created by the people's imagination. However, when the dinosaurs were created in Eden, they were so beautiful and pretty, even the teeth. They were so beautiful. This made the dinosaurs regard earth animals as worthless and insignificant. In addition, dinosaurs began to ignore the animals of the earth because their size was far smaller than the size of the dinosaurs. When they were in the Garden of Eden, they had not ignored animals. Only because they were smaller in size, it was possible because there was no evil then. But when they were driven to the earth and turned to evil, they began to look down on other animals just because they were smaller. Likewise, after they came down to the earth, dinosaurs ignored everything they saw and they respected nothing. They became the rather snobbish and came to think of themselves as being the superior beings. Due to this snobbery, they consider themselves as kings to rule over the earth or god-like beings. They even came to think, oh, we can reign over everything of the earth with our strength and wisdom. Dinosaurs were different from the animals on this earth and were intelligent. They became so arrogant in their hearts. The dinosaurs who were driven out to the earth were filled with the feelings of the resentment and the superiority. The reason their evil thought and the feeling came out without the filtering was because the earth was a physical place. They were driven out to the earth because they were already beings controlled by the Satan. Since dinosaurs were not now on earth, which is the fleshly space, it was much easier for the devil and the Satan to work. Moreover, rather than the repenting and the reflecting, the dinosaur felt wronged and became arrogant with a sense of the superiority. Dinosaur became prey to Satan completely. If you are arrogant, you become food for the devil. You are also controlled by the devil, but you don't know. They were quickly stained with the evil and they become aggressive. Among them, those who led the rebellion became the most aggressive. There are those who appear humble when in a low position, but quickly become arrogant when they rise to a high position. Even in a politics, we see someone starts a revolution from a low position and then rises to high position. He quickly becomes arrogant. He doesn't listen to people and even abandon all the friends. Even when he's in a low position, he's arrogant and cannot do as he plans, so his arrogance is not revealed. But when his position becomes higher and he gains the power to do as he pleases, then his arrogance is revealed. It's revealed when the environment and the conditions allow for arrogance to be revealed. Even if they cause the difficulties for others with their authority, they don't realize that. Our church workers should be always on the alert not to become like this. I used to be a man of the obedience, so how could I have become a man who gives order and commands so easily? I used to say only amen no matter what my senior said to me. Why is it that I make excuses and disobey now? I used to serve everyone. When did I become one who now wants to be served? You have to always check yourself like this. Not only with a deed, but with just one word, you can either serve or ignore someone. The higher your position becomes, the more humble you should become in your heart. In Matthew chapter 23:11, Jesus said, "But the greatest among you shall be your servant." God uses those who are humble and serve others. Paraphrasing what Jesus said, when a great man is the boss, many people obey him and follow him from their hearts. They don't read their boss' face or bathe just because they fear the boss. Reluctant obedience out of the fear is not true obedience. There is evidence which proves that dinosaurs were not originally from the earth, but they appeared suddenly on the earth instead. They are the fossils of dinosaurs. While listening to the lecture, are there any of you who have questions because the content is different from what you have learned about the dinosaurs so far, such like dinosaurs came from the Garden of Eden? I hope you listened carefully to explanation and become enlightened. Looking at dinosaur fossils discovered around the world, we can see the dinosaurs lived together during their time in existence. The fact that dinosaur fossils have been found all over the world means that they lived together in one place. It's because the fossils were concentrated in certain places. For example, many different kinds of dinosaur fossils have been found in the Alberta, Canada. Among them, 300 fossils of the same species in various sizes, from the babies to adults, were found there. 300 of those giant dinosaurs live in a close proximity. A huge amount of the dinosaur fossils have also been discovered in the Dinosaur Mountains area of Montana, USA. About 10,000 of them were discovered within 2 kilometers, 1,000 meters, and 2,000 meters. The distribution of the dinosaur fossils in our country is the same. Dinosaur fossils in the form of the eggs, skeletons, and footprints were discovered in the large quantities in the southern region of the Gyeongsangnam-do, Gyeongsangbuk-do, and Jeollanam-do. If you look at the places where eggs were found, they are densely packed. However, it's not found in the Seoul or North Korea, but only in the Jeollado and the Gyeongsangdo. If dinosaur had originally developed and lived on Earth, they could not have lived together. Isn't it? Even large number of the lions or tiger don't live together in one place. The reason that they would compete fiercely for food if they all live together. If you calculated the current population of tigers on Earth and the area of their habitat, you will come up with this figure. Four tigers live in the 422 square kilometers, two-thirds of the area of Seoul. If calculating the number of the tigers living on Earth and their habitat area, we can conclude that the four tigers live in the 422 kilometer, which is two-thirds of the area of Seoul. This means that if there are tigers living in the entire Seoul, there are only five or six tigers. The average weight of the tiger is a 200 kilogram. So the minimum amount of food a tiger needs to eat per day is about 10 kilograms. In fact, 10 kilograms is the minimum amount for them. So it is difficult to fill their stomachs. The same goes for the beast of Africa, such like a lions. Even meat lovers can eat the chicken or two. How many kilograms do two chickens weigh? Let's say a man who likes the meat eats two chickens for lunch and the dinner. How many kilograms does that weigh? In the case of the elephants, which are herbivores, the average body weight is 5 tons and the minimum daily food intake is said to be 185 kilograms. Whether herbivores or carnivores, they need to eat 3 to 5% of their body weight every day. Look at the elephants or tall grass or animals like that. They eat nonstop. They graze and they have no time to rest. They just have to eat all day long. That's how they fill up. How much would an elephant have to eat to get the same amount of the grass and the fruits from the tree as a 200 kilogram tiger? So they kept eating. They eat whenever they have time. So whether they are herbivores or carnivores, they have to eat 3 to 5% of their body weight every day. In other words, a tiger weighing 200 kilograms needs to eat at least 10 kilograms of food a day to survive. And to get that much food, it needs to secure a habitat of the 105 kilometers. It needs to secure its own space habitats. Based on this, let's calculate the amount of food and the habitat area that dinosaur would need to survive. If there was a 20-ton dinosaur that weighed 100 times as much as a tiger, a 20-ton dinosaur weighs 100 times the weight of the tiger, so 200 kilograms. So if there's a 20-ton dinosaur, they need to get at least 1 ton of food a day, equivalent to the 5% of their body weight to survive. The habitat would need to be 15,000 square kilometer, 100 times the size of the single tiger's territory. Based on this, it's calculated that only 9 2-ton dinosaurs could live in the area of the size of South Korea. Brachiosaurus, which is estimated to weigh 80 tons, is said to have only two left in South Korea. In this case, other dinosaurs cannot coexist with those two. They neither get eaten or they have to live alone to fill their stomachs in South Korea. However, in Korea, in 1973, a fossil of the Ultrasaurus estimated to weigh 120 tons was discovered in the Dinosaur Valley. Ulsan-gang, Gyeongsang-bukdo. If there was dinosaur this big, only one could live in the area of the South Korea. However, many other types of dinosaur fossils believed in the date from the same period have been discovered. Just looking at this, we can that dinosaurs were not animals that originally existed on Earth. Once driven out of the Earth, dinosaurs thought they were the strongest and the most superior beings on Earth. Then, as they became more arrogant, they received the stronger works of the Satan. They also became so violent that they began to destroy the natural environment of the earth. They were huge, but they were still able to move about freely, and unencumbered other animals were hurt or trampled. They even killed other animals. In the beginning, it was not intentional, but by accident. However, as they became more violent, they came to hurt other animals as they pleased. As a result, in a short period of time, the earth was becoming seriously destroyed by the dinosaur. Suppose there is a beautiful flower bed as large as 10 square meters. It will not matter even if tens of the locusts live in this flower bed. However, what if a wild pig breaks into the flower bed? The wild pig will dig up the flower bed and quickly destroy it. Before dinosaurs came down, the animals of the earth lived in harmony and peace. But however, this harmony was broken as the dinosaurs came down. It was because dinosaurs move around like outlaws. Dinosaurs that live in the Garden of Eden, the spiritual world, came to Earth, the physical world, and experienced many changes in their physical constitution. When dinosaurs ate the Garden of Eden, it was not to satisfy their appetites. It was to provide them with the necessary energy and to be full all the more. Even they didn't eat, they didn't feel hungry. In addition, they ate the food in the Garden of Eden. The food was dissolved 100% inside their body. Therefore, most of it was absorbed as an energy source, and the unnecessary components were emitted into their air when they breathed. Our Lord also ate fish. Then what happened next? Would our Lord go to the bathroom after eating the fish? No, he wouldn't. After resurrection, it's written in the Bible that the Lord breathed, and through his breath of the tracks of the food were broken down. They did not remain in the resurrected body as a physis. So there are no toilets in heaven. If there were toilets, they would be smelly and dirty, but there are none. Therefore, the citizens of heaven do not need to bathe, do not smell, do not sweat. There's no dust there. There's no weather like the earth, where it's too hot, too cold, too windy, too rainy, or there's a drought. Just thinking about these things makes me wonder how happy heaven will be. After they came down to the earth, however, they had to food after eating just like other animals on earth. If dinosaurs begin to void only after they came down to the earth, did they have the necessary organs inside their bodies when they live in the Garden of Eden? God foreknew what would happen in the future and created the excretory organs from the beginning. Since they didn't need to void since the function wasn't necessary, but once they came down to the earth, it started to function. The same applies to digest organs. Dinosaurs ate only vegetables in the Garden of Eden. However, some of them ate meat as well as after they came down to the earth. You may wonder, how can animals like a cow For reference, people assume that from among all the discovered fossils, only 3 to 5% of the dinosaurs ate meat. More than the 95% were fossils of the plant-eating dinosaurs. Therefore, you can see that only a small number of the dinosaurs became the meat-eating dinosaurs after driven out of the earth. How could some of the dinosaurs come to eat meat? As dinosaurs fell into the earth, which is a fleshly dimension, they felt extreme hunger. In order to maintain their huge bodies, they had to eat a tremendous amount of the food. They ate every fruit and the plant they saw, but they were not satisfied to the extent they had to become become full. They had become full too in the Garden of Eden. Even though they kept on eating, it was difficult to satisfy their hunger. People and animals do not feel hungry in the Garden of Eden, so they eat a very small amount. But when they come to this land, to the physical place, they become different, they feel hungry. They also felt starving. No matter how much they ate, it was difficult to feel their hunger. Since they ate a good quality of a fruit in Garden of Eden, the food on the earth didn't satisfy their appetites. One day, some dinosaurs killed animals of the earth by mistake and they smelled their blood. As they smelled the blood when they were hungry, they ended up eating the meat as well. When they were in Eden of a Garden of Eden, they never felt hungry or weak. How do astronauts living in space eat? They eat well, nutritious pills. They don't eat to eat a lot. That's how they lived in the Garden of Eden. But when they came to the world of the flesh, they felt hungry, fought each other for food, became vicious, and smelled blood. And in an instant, they turned into carnivores. In a short time. As a result, the order of the earth both spread and in a flash began to be destroyed. As dinosaurs ruined the environment of the earth, they also destroyed the fleshly order of nature. As they ignore and hurt other animals, they destroyed the creation order of God. As time passed by, dinosaurs increasingly killed and ate more animals. To fill their empty stomachs, they began to eat up the fruits and the plants at incredible speed as well. If they had been left alone, every kind of a fruit tree and a plant would have been extinct. Let me give you an illustration to show how it's possible. An elephant eats 185 kilograms a day. Do you know how much is it? If you dry grass, compress it, and form it into a 1 cubic meter box, it weighs about 30 kilograms. An elephant should eat at least 6 of such bales of hay every day. Let's take this as a standard, a calculated amount of food a plant-eating dinosaur would eat. People believe that the one Brachiosaurus plant-eating dinosaur weighed about 80 tons. To maintain its life, it had to intake the food, which was a 3 to 5% of its body weight. If it needed 3% at least, it had to eat 2.4 tons of grass every day. A 1 cubic meter bale weighs about 30 kilograms, which means a Brachiosaurus had to eat about 80 bales a day. One has to eat 80 cube of hay, dried hay each day. It's 1 meter high. This is a huge amount. So how much grass do they need to live? If a 20 tons dinosaur eats meat, it means that it had to 1 ton of meat every day, which is 5% of its body weight. It's equivalent to the amount of food that 5 tigers eat a day. It's because we conquer the average body weight of the tiger of the 200 kilometers. A huge number of dinosaurs were driven out of to Earth, and thus the animals and the plants of the Earth were about to become extinct sooner or later. Just looking at this, we can see that dinosaurs were not animals that originally existed on Earth. Also, since they were scattered all over the world, and the fact that they were distributed all over the world proves that they were sent down to this land from the Garden of Eden as God had told them. Except for livestock, there are no animals distributed throughout the world. Livestock exist everywhere because people carry and move them. Just looking at something like this, you can tell that dinosaurs were not originally animals that existed on Earth. Scientists of the world says that dinosaurs live on the Earth in the Mesozoic age was the period from the 250 million years ago till 65 million years ago. Scientists claim that dinosaurs of such enormous size and the food needs live for 160 million years here. So what on earth did they eat to survive during that long period? Why did they live in such a small area instead of being distributed all over the world? Those huge beasts, why did they come together and fossilize in groups? Think about it. How scientific theories are wrong. Researchers are unable to find the answer because they focus on the wrong things. However, even if we just calculated the amount of food consumed, it is impossible for dinosaurs to have lived on Earth for such a long time. It's impossible even if they live for 100 years. No. Eventually, they would have gone extinct because there was nothing to eat. And all animals on Earth would have had to become a food for dinosaurs. Let's say dinosaurs live for just 1 year, not 100 years, eating other animals. All animals on Earth would have disappeared. Scientists claim that when dinosaurs lived, there was 100 times more than food on Earth than there is today. Even so, all those dinosaurs could not have lived for long. Even if there had been 100 times more than on Earth that time for dinosaur, it would have all disappeared within 1 year or 2 years. So how could the dinosaur have lived for over 100 million years? That's impossible. It became increasingly clear that explaining dinosaur with evolution is impossible. If dinosaurs were evolved animals, where did the first step begin? If dinosaur species suddenly appeared on Earth, there must be an explanation about where they began. But it is even more impossible to explain dinosaur with evolution. The possibility of their existence with evolution is not even 1 in 100 million. It's non-existence. How did such a huge animals eat and survive during the long years it was evolving? Who fed them? People? What kept all those dinosaurs alive while they're evolved? In the intermediate stage of evolution, the body's functions and the forms are also imperfect. Not only is it difficult to hunt due to this appearance, it also prone to the attacks by other people or animals. How could such an imperfect form survive for such a long time and evolve into dinosaur? Let's say that dinosaurs evolved from the large fish in the sea. The fins would have to evolve into feet, and that would take many years. So who would have fed the dinosaurs during that evolutionary process? They would have been eaten before they could develop the proper feet. When large fish first came into the land, they probably couldn't walk properly. So how did they move without wings? If they couldn't move on their own, what would they eat and how would they hunt? Do people ever feed them, even though they are so huge? At the time, people were so busy hunting that they would have taken care of the dinosaurs as well? When did the big fish become a huge dinosaur? It's ridiculous. Regardless of their size, evolution can never explain their existence.
말도 안 되는 소리는 모든 거 나르는 짐승도 말도 안 진화했다는 건 말도 안 되는 거예요. 크든 적든 간에
가령 진화론 If evolutionism were true, before the huge number of the dinosaurs appeared, dinosaurs in the previous forms, in other words, the dinosaurs in intermediate stage of the evolution should have existed, and its number should be been much bigger than the number of the normal and the completed dinosaurs. It's because evolutionists proclaim that until an animal evolves into a complete animal, it has to go through many steps of evolution. What about dinosaurs? In order for a dinosaur to have a complete shape, there should be much more animals which were similar but quite a bit different in its shapes. However, among all the currently known dinosaurs, only 20% of them are discovered with a complete bones structure. In other words, most of the dinosaurs are not completed yet with the proper bones of fossils. It's even more difficult, therefore, to find the fossils of a dinosaur's ancestors. Without any evidence to prove the evolution of a dinosaurs, they make a false assumptions in vain. However, when explained with the Word of God, it can all be so easily explained. I will continue to explain in the next lecture the reason of their sudden extinction conformed to the explanation of God. From this fact, we can see that God the Creator is alive. In the next lecture, I will tell you how long dinosaurs live on the earth and how they become extinct. Dear brother and sister in Christ, let me conclude it. In this lecture, I explained how dinosaurs changed both in the spirit and the body after they were driven out of the earth. Spiritually, they became the more susceptible to the devil's temptations and felt extremely hungry because their constitution had become fleshly. There was such a big difference when they lived in the Garden of Eden, which is surrounded by the light, and when they live on the earth, which is the fleshly space. Even though you live in the fleshly space, if you receive the help of the Holy Spirit, you can live in the spiritual dimension as much as you wish. That is if you live by the Word of God, which is the spiritual light. You can live inside of the spiritual space, which is surrounded by the light. In John chapter 3:20-21, the Lord said that those who do evil do not come to the light, but that those who practice the truth come to the light. May you receive the overflowing blessings in the level of the Spirit as you always dwell in the light. In the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.